with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Legendary surf guitarist Dick Dale is dead. This guy. Ah! 81 years of age. You're thinking Pulp Fiction right now. Dick Dale was an avid surfer, though he was born in Boston. But he moved to L.A. when he was like a teenager in the late 50s. And so he got into surfing big time and guitar playing. Had a custom-made Fender Stratocaster guitar. This was his signature song, which he adapted apparently from a Middle Eastern folk tune that he heard as a kid. It says here, his fingering style was so frenetic that he shredded guitar picks during songs, a technique that forced him to stash spares on his guitar's body. He developed his musical style when he sought to merge the sounds of the crashing ocean waves he heard while surfing with melodies inspired by the rockabilly music that he absolutely loved. Now here's a little bit of, here's Dick Dale and Stevie Ray Vaughan together on Pipeline. Both of the boys there.
The coolest thing about seeing Dick Dale in concert, and I saw him one time at the Shakedown here in Bellingham, not only was he just one of the loudest concerts you've ever seen, and this guy was like 75 at the time, and he was just cranking it out, but he played left-handed, and he left the guitar strung the right-handed way. So if you know what I'm talking about, they used to say Jimi Hendrix used to do that, but I don't think so. Dick Dale did it where the low strings were on the bottom of the neck and the high string, so he'd be playing some chords that would be all backwards and cattywampus. You'd be looking at him like, I've never seen that before, and then you realize, no, he's playing the guitar upside down. And that's the way he'd do it. And he shredded for a couple hours. He played, and he came on at like 11:30 or something and played until 1:30 in the morning. The guy was 70 something years old.
Well, he died at 81 rather. I heard him say in an interview that because of Miserloo, the song that we opened with, play that one again. That's the one that everybody everyone knows. Because of this song here, he said Quentin Tarantino told him Pulp Fiction came from this song. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he said. He say played so loudly that he blew up an amplifier, one amplifier after another.
Yes.
And Fender actually built him a Dick Dale Dual Showman, a double-sized amp. He's blowing things out.
I mean, he didn't play a lot of chords because he was playing all that single-note riffs and stuff. But when he would play a chord, it's just the weirdest thing to watch somebody play with the guitar strung backwards. I've never seen anybody play that way.
All right, and then there's this. Motley Crue's biopic is coming out on Friday, The Dirt, okay, on Netflix. And they have put together some new songs, four new songs for this biopic. One of them is the guys singing Like a Virgin, Madonna's Like a Virgin. Listen.
I don't know. When that song came out, that was the 80s, and they were huge in the 80s. So why would you need to go the other way? I mean, I don't understand if you covered something from some other decade that was a big song, but you were just as big as Madonna or something in the 80s. Why would you do that?
I don't even know what to say. That's the trash.